Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, with Roy. Are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome all our longtime listeners and callers. And we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, tonight, Roy, I'd like to talk a little bit about some healing, different healing tools that we can use to help people. And one of the healing tools that I feel that really helps people is health. And that, and you know, that goes in line with our chakras, our diet, our eating habits. Also goes along the lines with exercise and plenty of fresh air and water. And sunlight, and I do believe that the sun gives us the energy that we need. And the other thing is the tools that we've learned as far as Geotran and the NeoCube, you know, different kind of healing abilities. Even as far as magic wands is another energy to direct energy. You can get these wands at different metaphysical shops with crystals on them, and that's another healing energy. Is there anything you'd like to share that, Roy?
Well, you know, that's interesting. I mean, we even know that different stones, you know, different crystals and stuff can be used for, you know, different healings and energies. You know, we're all energy, so, you know, we're being affected by other energies all the time. Main thing is a lot of people are being, you know, affected by, you know, electromagnetic energies, and they can't see it, and it's making a lot of people sick, and, you know, it's even causing people to, you know, have bad headaches and, you know, loss of energy, you know, a lot of things that, you know, they can't understand. They go to doctors, and, you know, the doctors don't even know. You know, they prescribe them medications, and even the medications aren't helping them. And we know that, you know, there is other ways, you know, whether it be with, you know, geotrans, you know, geometric transformation, you know, these are the sacred you know, numbers, and we know that there's a lot of, you know, tools that are available. We just have to be open and allow the universe to heal us. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, that's very true, and I think that we must have trust in the universe that it can bring us the abundance that we need and the money and the healing. And then we can move on from there. We could identify it and then accept it and let it go, so that we can unleash those barriers that have blocked in our minds for a long time that has prevented us from moving forward or to accomplish a goal. Also, being in a goal, I think helps too. It looks like we're starting to lose callers, so let's go ahead and get our show start. So call in, and we're getting ready to do our reading, tarot, and pendulum chart reading. So let's go with our first caller from the 917 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
And what's your name and where are you from?
Okay, my name is Anna. I'm calling from New York.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you, Anna?
Well, I want to know if my boss died about a year ago, and his son took over the company, I think. And I want to contact him. I don't think he knows how kind of left off with his dad, and the company, but I want to ask him if he can, you know, support me in staying here in the U.S., or is there going to be another way for me? I was thinking, because I feel like having a hard time moving back to Europe, and I don't just want to leave here and then have nothing to come back to, because I've been here for 15 years. And so what do you see in terms of that?
Majin, now what are you, what information can you give him?
Okay, you want to know if he's going to return?
Well, no, I want to know if it's a good idea to contact the person that took over the company. His father died, and I think it's his son that's doing the company now. I was wondering if I could contact him and find out if I can, if it's a good idea to contact him to get some, to get part of my needs met, I guess.
So you want Adrian to make contact with his spirit?
No, with his son who has the company, who took over the company. I want to know if it's a good idea to contact him.
Oh, okay. So you want to know if this would be a right move for you.
In terms of, like, prospect work together.
It is a good idea. It's a good idea to contact him. You're at 50% right where you need to be. If it's between 45 and 50, that's really good. If it's any lower than that, then that's it's kind of maybe. And if it's about 25%, that is definitely a no. And right now you're at 50, so that is a good vibration to be at.
Okay.
It will be a good move for you.
Okay, so I can try that tomorrow. Okay, I guess that could be good. And do you see...
Did you want to know also if you're going to be able to stay here in the United States?
Well, I know I can stay here. That's not the problem. The thing is, the problem is my future. Like, I mean, in short term, yes, I can stay here. That'll work out. But I don't know if that's any use for me. I don't feel ready to go yet. I just don't. I'm not ready to go back. I don't even know if I'm ever ready to go back. Maybe if I'm a little older, but I feel like I just don't feel ready to go back.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I don't have a relationship either.
Okay, because my guides are saying that would be your next step.
Well, that's my question. Like, I like someone, but I haven't seen him in a very, very long time. I think he lives in my neighborhood, and I've seen him a couple times, and I don't know if there's anything there.
Okay, so you want to know if a relationship will be good for you.
Yeah, if I'm going to see him again or connect with him on another level than just face-to-face.
So first question is, will I see him on another level?
Yeah, like make a connection.
Okay, it says emotional attraction.
That's good. That's very good.
So there is an emotional attraction between the both of you.
What's
that for percentage?
Yeah, that's interesting. But I haven't seen him anymore. So will there be another opportunity that we will see each other and make more of an exchange of phone numbers?
The emotional attraction that you have for each other is at 40%.
Okay.
That's a little low.
Yeah.
But what my guides are telling me, that if this is what your heart's desire is, that you need to do more meditating and focusing, you know, on that.
Okay.
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 And then you'll be able to manifest you know, whatever, you
yeah,
know, that relationship is. Yeah.
Yeah, 40% is, that's probably why I haven't really seen him anymore, you know. I just, I can't.
Do you ever think about him much?
Sorry?
Do you ever think about him much?
Yeah, I do think about him. I think about him daily, maybe, but not like a, just knowing that he's alive and out there. But I don't know anything, how to do anything. I've seen him twice. Once he was standing right in front of me at a fair, and I was like, oh, my God. And the second time was at a gym. I was taking a class there, and then he was working out there. So I realized that he was a member at that gym, but I've not been to that gym. I'm not a member there.
Okay.
And does he know that you have any emotional feeling for him?
Well, when I see him, I really like him. I mean, I'm like, wow, what is this?
Yeah, I know, but have you told him well?
No, I haven't spoken to him. That's kind of too, I'm a little shy on that level.
No.
Okay,
the
main issue in this relationship that involves is it's saying parent issues and anger issues.
Yeah. On his side or mine? I don't know.
On his side.
Parent issues and anger. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Easter or whatever holiday. He may be with his parents and stuff. I don't know. Is he currently in a relationship?
Okay, let me check real quick. And it says no, he's not.
And does he think about me at all or meditate about me? I don't know. That's so weird.
And it says yes.
Wow.
50%.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so interesting that he felt something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what do you see about Mike?
Okay. Right now, he's having a lot of physical health issues.
Okay. Physical health issues? Like what? Ooh.
And that's caused by a lot of his anger and a lot of parent issues.
A lot of parent issues and anger. Wow. I've been attracting. I hope he's not okay. And, anything in relationship to me? Is he interested in me, or?
Okay, let me check here.
Okay.
It says only if you're emotionally available.
Oh, really, huh?
So quit being so shy.
Yeah.
Quit being so shy, yeah. No, I had a chance with him, but I was... That was no. Yeah, what is emotional available? Like, cry and stuff?
Be more affectionate.
Yeah.
Oh, affectionate, like show you my love without
words? Show your
words?
Emotions. Show your love. Be there for him. Be.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
wow.
Be available.
Yeah, I totally have a brick wall of protection. I hardly show it.
You do.
Oh, God. Yeah, thank you so much. That was very helpful. But,
you're so welcome. We need to move on to our next caller.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much
Blessings.
For calling us.
Blessings.
Namaste.
Namaste. Aloha.
Adrian, who's our next caller?
From the 813 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
813, are you there?
That's where.
We need to go to the next caller.
Okay, the 916 is there. You're on the air.
Hello, thank you for taking my phone call. This is my first time calling in. I'm guessing you're doing reading? Yes.
Okay, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Ray, and I'm calling from Sacramento.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you tonight, Ray?
I was just wondering if you can give me a quick reading, like what you think I should do more career-wise, and kind of like a, not necessarily a crossroads, but I just need like more help to establish myself.
Are you out of work right now?
No, I'm working right now. It's just that I'm a student now and basically into my college career and what I should emphasize more in. Or I know what I want, but what I should.
And what do you enjoy doing more than anything?
I have my own radio show here on Blog Talk, and I've applied at a university, but I got denied to go into their, because I'm going to be starting broadcast.
Great. And what are you getting, Adrian, for him?
Okay, first thing that came up to me is we need to go to business decisions and analyzing chart.
Okay.
And the first question is the present challenge is a matter, is the present challenge in this situation of this matter is, and we're going to go ahead and check, that's the protocol. Now we're going to check the answer for you.
Okay.
And right now it's landing on planning. So you need to have a plan, and you need to write it down, what you're going to do, and then it's asking the percentage, to what degree is this percentage that you're at right now? And right now you're at 20%, so you don't really have a plan.
No, my plan was to transfer to a university, and I got denied. So it's kind of like, all right, where do I go from here?
Do you have a backup plan?
You're stuck.
Yeah, I am stuck. And now
you know, you've heard the saying, if plan A don't work, then you go to plan B.
Right.
Do you have a plan B?
Well, my plan B is I'm just going to reapply, and I'm going to reapply to a couple of more universities. But I just wanted to make sure you know which one was the safe way to go.
Well, let me see if that's a good idea. Okay, it's gone to timing, and the last timing that you applied was the wrong timing, and right now it's the right timing. It's at 50% now. So it looks like you're gonna have a better outcome.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, my guides are telling me one of the reasons your planning was off was because of the Mercury retrograde.
Oh, yeah.
We just came out of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay, that's why then. It affected you.
Yeah.
You weren't grounded.
Oh, okay.
So the main thing is to reapply now.
Okay,
yeah,
you were at
10%, the lowest, and now you're like your scale's like the 50.
So you're ready.
Ready.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate that.
You are welcome.
Bye bye.
Let's go ahead with the next caller, Edson.
Next caller is the 813 area. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello. We're not getting anything. We'll need to go to the next caller now.
917 area, you're on the air.
917, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
I already went.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. Adrian, is there another caller available?
Can you open this door?
Say that again.